When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2920. I'm your host, Jeff Alvin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome! A few weeks ago, I released a show from my archives. There was an Ask Me Anything. I've been since doing Ask Me Anythings, I've rebranded it all as Career Coach Office Hours. And I do a live show Tuesdays at noon Eastern on LinkedIn, YouTube, and on Facebook. On Facebook, it's on the Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter page. On YouTube, it's on Job Search TV. And on LinkedIn, you have to look for Career Coach Office Hours and the date, and you'll find it. And I'm wheeling out a show for my archives because I released one of these from a few weeks ago and, you know, good response to it. A lot of people watched or listened to it, and I thought I'd release another one of my older shows. So I do hope you find this helpful. In the show notes, I have a list of the questions that I was asked for this show. And I hope you find it helpful. Also want to mention, in terms of helpful, jobsearch.community. Great site I've created with lots of video courses, books, and guides to help you with your search, plus me. Depending upon the tier of service you choose, you know, you wind up asking me questions, getting coaching from me, getting me on a couple of Zoom calls. There's a lot of different options on the site. Go there, go exploring, hire me to help you, because frankly, I've made this inexpensive. I want to help more people find work, because in this economy where college-educated professionals are losing their jobs with regularity and not finding many firms to hire them, I want to help. So I'll just simply say, when I read the jobs reports, there are very few jobs for college-educated professionals that are hiring. You know, we have government jobs, healthcare jobs, jobs in social services, and that's it. Construction, leisure, and hospitality. But that's not for you if you're on LinkedIn and an office professional. So I created a site that's affordable. Go to jobsearch.community. I've got some free information on the homepage, and you'll see it's inexpensive. And I'll be back in just one moment. I received a couple of questions from people, and I decided to bundle them into one video. And they cover a variety of different topics, so no single theme to this. And the first one is, what does it mean when a corporate recruiter keeps looking at my profile weeks after an interview? Now, to me, there's a couple of possible reasons. The primary ones are, number one, they haven't made a decision. They're just checking to see if you're still available. Not likely, but that one is a possibility. The more likely one is, and the fascinating thing is, they don't use their ATS for this. They're using LinkedIn to do this. So recognize they don't like their applicant tracking system. They're just going on to LinkedIn, looking at your profile, and trying to see if you fit something new that has just opened. So each time they're getting a new position, they're running a search in LinkedIn Recruiter. They're seeing that you're there. They're taking a look at your profile. They're not that smart. They don't remember. That's the more likely one, I'm sorry to say. So, you know, given that it's been weeks since your last interview, I don't think it's likely that they're just checking to see if you're available for that job. I think it's more likely they're checking to see if you're available for another job. Okay, so that was question number one. Number two, why can't I find the job? I have a master's, 3 years of work experience. No one calls me back. Now, normally I wouldn't respond to a question like this, but the key part of it to me was, no one calls me back. So I felt as though I could answer this question for the person, because they're getting interviews. That's the good news. The bad news is they don't interview well. So the reason you're not getting called back is you're not interviewing effectively. Now, I can't break that down for you. I've got thousands of videos on YouTube. If you go to jobsearchtv.com, I've got a playlist about interviewing and answer, and another one about answering tough interview questions. If you're in that kind of situation where you're going, you're just not getting calls back, the issue is around your interviewing and you need to improve it. Now, I can coach you with that and I'm going to charge you for it, of course, but the reality is that's where it's breaking down, because the way the structure works, if you think about it, it's perfectly logical. If you're not getting interviews at all, your resume stinks, you're applying for the wrong jobs, or your LinkedIn profile doesn't match up with your resume and it stinks too. So that's where that breaks down. If you're getting an initial phone call from the screener and you're not getting invited in, you don't do phone interviews well. If you're getting invited in and you're meeting with, you know, someone who's evaluating you professionally, not the hiring manager, but a staff person who's evaluating you in depth, you know, there's, you know, you just don't tell the story about your work well. You're not demonstrating your knowledge well. If you're getting past that person to the hiring manager, and they're reviewing some of the work that their subordinates done, and then they're going further, the most likely reason is you're not inspiring confidence to that person. You're not giving them a feeling of trust in you. And lastly, if you're meeting the big boss and, you know, you've gotten past the hiring manager, you've gotten past the screener, the people who are evaluating your knowledge professionally, and now you're at the overall boss, well, there it can break down for a couple of reasons, including, you know, they're worried about you because, you know, you don't inspire confidence to them as an older individual. You don't connect well with someone at that level. Your lack of confidence is coming through, and they look for self-confidence in someone, as well as character, chemistry, charisma, and a bunch of other things. But, you know, ultimately it breaks down at that level because they don't trust you. Or you make a stupid mistake, stuff along those lines. But for this individual, you're not getting invited back. At least you're getting an interview. Now you got to practice how to interview. You can't wing it. So here's another one. By the way, that's going to show up in a later question. How do I greet a new connection on LinkedIn after accepting their connection request? So implied in this question is it's someone that you don't already know. So often people will say, hey, I see you're a such and such. I do this. Let me try and sell my services to you. Would you ever buy something on the basis of a first greeting? Of course not. Of course not. So let's not pretend as though this is the right way to do it. LinkedIn is about a venue for building relationships that over the course of time, you develop the ability for people to know, like, trust, and respect you. And thus, the first thing you do is not sell, but to go into the conversation with them, say, hey, thanks for reaching out to me on LinkedIn. I accepted the connection request. I'm curious, what prompted you to reach out to me? Was it a LinkedIn recommendation, something you saw in my profile, or some other reason? Now, I started to use this as an approach when I start to notice my traffic in connection requests just exploded one point. I was getting over 150 a day. I was curious. Now, I've got podcasts and videos, and I'm very visible from my writing, and I was curious what was going on. Now, part of it was LinkedIn. Part of it was my podcast. Part of it was my videos. Part of it was people interested in my coaching them because they had seen my podcast or my videos or some other venue. Whatever it was, I just want to know, and it began a conversation. Now, interestingly, LinkedIn saw that as we're engaged in conversation, and they start to feed more people to me. So you want to be trying to engage in a conversation with folks, and that would be the first way I would attempt to connect. Ready? So here's another one. I have two more to do. A company contacted me for an interview,
but I applied for this job 96 days ago. Isn't that a little fishy? Could there be another reason? Yeah, there could be a lot of other reasons. Number one, the position went on hold not long after they advertised it. Number two is they made a mistake. They missed your resume in the pile. You know, remember, if you're applying for a job, they're getting lots of resumes from people who are applying for a job. Your resume may not have made it through the applicant tracking system. It may have visually missed it because they were handling 300 other things other than reading your resume. So recognize that as a possibility. Your resume got to them in a different way too. So watch this. They missed it the first time, or the ATS screened it out. Then they got a referral from a recruiter. They went into their system and they discovered it was already there from you. So now that they recognize that they screwed up and now they're contacting you. What happened was that resume kind of tickled them. Now, they may have noticed it the first time. They may have rejected it. And now a second resume arrived, and that tickled them to take a second look at it. And they said, yeah, let's give it a shot. This vendor that we use that we like seems to think that they're qualified. Let's give it a try. They're desperate or they're incompetent. And those are interesting variables as well. And I said it with a smile on my face, but you know, there's a message in the fact that it took 3 months. That's what 96 days is, more than 3 months. Now, there could be, you know, as I said, the position immediately went on hold and they wound up not seeing people. The position may have dealt with multiple people on vacation. Not likely, but hey, anything is possible. But fundamentally, there was a flaw in there. It could be there. It could be that your resume didn't make as good a case as you thought it did for why they should talk to you. And as such, initially, they took a pass. Then something happened that made them desperate. They did another run on their system, and they said, let me give Susan a call. Let me give John a call. Let me spend 5 minutes. It can't hurt because I got no one else in the pipeline for this job and a manager who's screaming at me. So they're taking another shot. Okay. And last question. I get this one all the time. What are the most common mistakes people make in an interview? These two are related. So I did an interview a couple months ago about competency-based interviews. If you go to YouTube and search for it at jobsearchtv.com, that'll take you to my YouTube channel. And in looking at competency-based interviews, it teaches very basic stuff about how firms want to hear what you've done. So number one is you don't prepare for the interview. You walk in and wing it. That's the basic thing that people do time and time again in making major mistakes in their job search. They wing it and they don't prepare. Now, even if you do prepare, you can prepare in the wrong way. And as such, you don't make the fit obvious. You don't tie the bow for people so that they can see a connection between you and the job, your experience, and what they're trying to fill in the job. And thus, those two together doom your candidacy.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.